This week saw the fifth anniversary of Nick Clegg's narrow victory in the Lib Dem leadership contest. It's ancient history now, but some say that Chris Huhne might have beaten him back then if it hadn't been for a hold-up in the Christmas Post. Mr Clegg marked the occasion with a speech setting out his party's differences with Tories and Labour and his determination to keep the party and the coalition anchored in the centre ground. He also made it clear he intends to start shouting about the differences between the Lib Dems and the Tories. Will this approach reflate Lib Dem support? Some polls put Mr Clegg's party behind UKIP. Or is it too little too late? To discuss this, I caught up with Tim Farron, the party president, and I began by asking him why his leader hadn't made a speech like this a bit earlier in the parliament.
Maybe we should have done it some time ago, but you live and learn. Coalition is new to everybody. But differentiating yourself as a political party is always something you need to do. And our problem in the past was just getting enough airtime to be heard at all. Whereas now we have plenty of airtime, it's just making sure it's the right sort of airtime. And in the past, it just wouldn't be news that the Liberal Democrats were trying to demonstrate they were different from Tories or Labour.
I suppose the danger for you is that if the leader's there saying how different you are and how vehemently he opposes the fantasy world of the Tory right and so forth, people think, well, what are you doing in government with these people?
Arithmetic. And this is normal, isn't it, really? I mean, I think the great thing about, and I'm a huge supporter of the coalition and of coalition government as a style of government, because it's honest, you know. The last coalition government, the Blair-Brown one, was a nasty, unpleasant one based on personal differences as opposed to really political ones. And all their falling out was done behind the scenes and in secret. Whereas this is an upfront coalition where differences of opinion are aired in front of the public. And as a result, we can decide for ourselves which part of the ingredients we wanted. And I think that's really good and really healthy. But, you know, the whole of the UK is getting used to the notion of coalition politics. I'm fairly sure it won't be the last time it happens. And as a result, we're trailblazers. You share power with another party because the electorate put you there.
Has it become harder for you as a party to work with the Conservatives in office, because David Cameron came into power presenting a very modernising face to the electorate? And this week we've seen the Conservative Party putting out leaflets in marginal seats saying, do you want the government to be on the side of hard-working families, or people who don't want to work? I mean, that's a kind of message which people like you must find quite difficult to swallow.
Well, I mean, in any other era, if the Lib Dems and the Tories were not in power together, we would expect that kind of behaviour. And so we shouldn't complain when they do it now that we share power with them. It is a business arrangement. It's not anything more serious than that or anything more emotionally deeper than that.
Segment 1. This week saw the fifth anniversary of Nick Clegg's narrow victory in the Lib Dem leadership contest. It's ancient history now, but some say that Chris Huhne might have beaten him back then if it hadn't been for a hold-up in the Christmas Post. Mr Clegg marked the occasion with a speech setting out his party's differences with Tories and Labour and his determination to keep the party and the coalition anchored in the centre ground. He also made it clear he intends to start shouting about the differences between the Lib Dems and the Tories. Will this approach reflate Lib Dem support? Some polls put Mr Clegg's party behind UKIP. Or is it too little too late? To discuss this, I caught up with Tim Farron, the party president, and I began by asking him why his leader hadn't made a speech like this a bit earlier in the parliament. Segment 2.
Maybe we should have done it some time ago, but you live and learn. Coalition is new to everybody. But differentiating yourself as a political party is always something you need to do. And our problem in the past was just getting enough airtime to be heard at all. Whereas now we have plenty of airtime. It's just making sure it's the right sort of airtime. And in the past, it just wouldn't be news that the Liberal Democrats were trying to demonstrate they were different from Tories or Labour.
I suppose the danger for you is that if the leader's there saying how different you are and how vehemently he opposes the fantasy world of the Tory right and so forth, people think, well, what are you doing in government with these people?
Segment 3.
Arithmetic. And this is normal, isn't it, really? I mean, I think the great thing about, and I'm a huge supporter of the coalition and of coalition government as a style of government, because it's honest, you know. The last coalition government, the Blair-Brown one, was a nasty, unpleasant one based on personal differences as opposed to really political ones. And all their falling out was done behind the scenes and in secret, whereas this is an upfront coalition where differences of opinion are aired in front of the public, and as a result we can decide for ourselves which part of the ingredients we wanted. And I think that's really good and really healthy. But, you know, the whole of the UK is getting used to the notion of coalition politics. I'm fairly sure it won't be the last time it happens. And as a result, we're trailblazers. You share power with another party because the electorate put you there.
Segment 4.
Has it become harder for you as a party to work with the Conservatives in office because David Cameron came into power presenting a very modernising face to the electorate? And this week we've seen the Conservative Party putting out leaflets in marginal seats saying, do you want the government to be on the side of hard-working families or people who don't want to work? I mean, that's a kind of message which people like you must find quite difficult to swallow.
Well, I mean, in any other era, if the Lib Dems and the Tories were not in power together, we would expect that kind of behaviour. And so we shouldn't complain when they do it now that we share power with them. It is a business arrangement. It's not anything more serious than that or anything more emotionally deeper than that.